right. Well, good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing well.
All right. Wanted to do a quick exercise. I see a lot of people out here, a lot of good-looking people. And so if you're married, can you go ahead and put your hand up real quick? All right. Okay, I think I see. And if you're single, go ahead and put your hand up. All right. Go ahead and look around, single people. Okay, we're good. All right. That has nothing to do with anything we're going to do this morning, but I just thought that would be... I thought that'd be awesome. As we're talking about being the body of Christ, about fitting together, working together, I just thought it'd be good if you guys could like scout out who's in the room. So, single people, go ahead and put your hand up again, actually, just so we, okay, we're good. All right. Yeah, my name's Mark and, I'm the lead pastor here, but I also like to help people find their spouse. I like to promise that from time to time. And so, thought that we could do that this morning. But that is not what we're here for. So I promise that we'll go ahead and get started and, get going on our series. Had the chance last week, to go to the dentist. My dentist, I love him. His name is Dr. Brad, and he likes me, I think, because let's be honest, a lot of people don't like going to the dentist, and I'm always like happy to see him, and so we've got this cool relationship. And you guys probably hate your dentist or don't even like going to see the guy or think it's a waste or try to skip out on that appointment. I consider it like an awesome way to spend a day off. I get like thoroughly excited to go to the dentist, and I know that makes me weird, so I'm not oblivious to that. I know that's kind of weird, but I've never, this is a little trivia about me and my family. Kristen and I have never had a cavity, either one of us, and so we're just weird like that we think going to the dentist is awesome because nothing bad has ever happened, right? We just go and hang out with a guy and like talk and go home feeling minty fresh, and you know, there's no downside going to the dentist, and so we just go and we hang out, and I like my dentist, and I think the reason that he likes me is because he's not oblivious to the fact that you people, don't like going to the dentist, right? You're the reason that dentists are some of the most depressed people in the world, right? Because no one likes them, no one likes to go to their profession. Tyler's going to be a dentist soon, so he's back there like crying, but sorry to bring that up, Tyler. But it's funny, and I think that I can identify with my dentist too, because, you know, I'm not a dentist, I'm not smart enough to be a dentist, I couldn't be a dentist if I tried, but I feel that our jobs and our line of work have a little bit to do with each other. You know, he's not oblivious that people don't want to go to the dentist, and to be honest, I'm not oblivious being a pastor, being a professional Christian, you know, whatever people want to call my job. I'm not oblivious to the fact that people sometimes don't want to be at church, and people sometimes don't like Christians, or if you start talking to people, they'll say like, yeah, I used to go to church until it happened, and then they tell you this terrible story about someone double-crossing their family, or someone treating them bad, or a Christian that was gossiping about them, or some bad experience they had with church. And like I said, I can't really identify with a dentist, but I can identify what it's like that people maybe aren't thrilled about your job or aren't psyched about the place that you work and the thing that you do. And so, let's be honest, we've all had an experience like that where we've thought, you know, maybe this church thing isn't for me, because churches are full of people, right? And people can be awkward sometimes, right? If I say people can be awkward, you're all thinking of like, I know someone that's awkward, or I can think of 10 people who are awkward. And Christians are people, so Christians can be awkward, right? And going to a new place can be awkward. We all know that the church isn't just a place, it's the group of people, but often we think of it as a place, we think of it as this place we go to a service, and if new places can be awkward, churches and worship experiences, services, all those things, they're places, and so church can sometimes be awkward, and so sometimes people, they project a lot of that on people, they project a lot of that on churches, they project a lot of that on Christians, and they're not excited about the people that they interact with, or the people that go to their church, or the people they see on Sundays, and sometimes that's valid, right? Sometimes you're just thinking, you know what, I'm not going to church this month, I'm going to sleep in, or maybe you take a year off, and sometimes there's valid reasons, sometimes there aren't, sometimes you just had a bad week, right? And so maybe you just need some downtime. Sometimes you're tired. Looking at you now, I can tell some of you are tired, right? Some of us just had weeks like that, and some of us, maybe we're just feeling kind of lazy, right? There's an early football game, and so going to church would kind of cramp our style or something. Like we said, maybe it's just the weird people that we don't want to talk to, or maybe you're afraid that you'll run into a certain person at church, someone that you don't want to see, maybe someone that used to know the old you, or maybe someone that went to high school with you and still calls you by your nickname Scooter or something, right? They just, you don't want to run into people like that, and sometimes going to church can be weird just because it's a big room, right? And so it kind of feels like class, and you're thinking, I'm in a room with someone talking at me all week, I don't want to be there, or maybe you're thinking, why do they sing so many songs that I don't know? Did I walk onto the set of a musical, or what's going on here? Like, why are they all so peppy? And they want me to do things. They want me to give. They want me to serve. They want me to be all in, and they keep asking for stuff. What's this all about? And honestly, as most of us think about being at church, being around Christians, going to a service, attending church, and being there on the weekends, we're usually not too excited about it. I mean, we've all had moments where we don't want to be around people. We've all had moments where we don't want to attend another service. We've all had moments where we don't want to be in a new situation. We've all had moments where we just want to avoid all of those things. What would you say if I told you that I believe that being around people is one of the best things for us? And what would you say if I told you that I think attending church, being with the church, is one of the best things that you can do for yourself? You'd probably think, like, well, he's supposed to say that because he's the extroverted pastor and he gets like a salary bonus or something for every 10 people who come. He's just saying that because it's his job. What would you say if I told you I don't get a salary bonus? But God's word says that. God wants us interacting with his people. God wants us interacting with his church. And today we're starting this series called Puzzle Pieces. And this series is centered around this concept that God created us. Each one of us individually were created by God. He made us just as he wanted us, with the gifts that he wanted us to have, with the personality he wanted us to have, and he made us to fit perfectly together, to work together, to complement each other. Our big idea that we're going to park on for the day is just simply this. God created us diverse and different to complement each other in the body of Christ. And so we want to kind of unpack that statement. And so I'm going to ask you to open your Bible and turn to a passage. If you didn't bring a Bible, we hid one under your chair just to help you out there. If you've got a Bible, wanted to let you know that this passage is going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. If you've got one of these Bibles that was under your chair, it is actually on page 887. And so I'd invite you to go ahead and grab that and look that up. But we want to look at this passage today because it's going to help us in this concept of what does it mean that God made us to complement each other, to fit together, to work together, and to be together like puzzle pieces. What does it mean when we hear a phrase like body of Christ? What does that really mean? And so I think that this passage will help us take a look at that. And so we want to just read this together, go to God's word, and see what truth he has for us today. And so this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. It's on page 887, and I'll read it out loud to you. It says this. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up only one body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some of us are Gentiles, some of us are slaves, and some are free. But we all have been baptized into Christ's body by one Spirit, and we've all received the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am only an ear and not an eye, would it make it any less a part of the body? Suppose the whole body were an eye, then how would you hear? Or if your whole body were just one big ear, how would you smell anything? But God made our bodies with many parts, and he has put each part just where he wants it. What a strange thing a body would be if it only had one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some of the parts that seem weakest and least important are really the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect from the eyes of others those parts that should not be seen, while other parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together in such a way that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes the harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other equally. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. Now all of you together are Christ's body, and each one of you is a separate and necessary part of it. Quite a passage, and I love reading that because I feel like it says everything that can be said, but I want to point a few things out today just that I think that we can grab from that. And those opening verses there, verses 12 and 13, says that there are many parts, but we make up one body. And so you look around this room, and I don't know if you notice this, but we don't all look the same, right? You don't look like me, and you're probably pretty excited about that, especially especially if you're a girl, right? If you have no interest in looking like me, right? But there are people who look different. There are people who laugh different. We have different hair color, different skin color. We don't look the same. We don't act the same. We're not the same. We're not from the same background. And our gifts are not the same. I mean, you look around this room, there's a lot of people in here. I already mentioned someone's going to become a dentist. I can't be a dentist. There are people in here every week. I talk to people in the lobby, and they name, like, medical terms that start with letters. You know, they'll just rip off one, like, it's a KJBI-4. And I'm like, I don't know what that is, you know. But there are people in this room with gifts who work in jobs and do different things that I could never do. We have different gifts, different passions, different talents. We look different. We're not the same people. We have many gifts, and yet we're part of one body. What does that mean? The point is that God designed us exactly the way that he wanted us. God designed me to look like this. God designed you to look the way that you do. God gave me the gifts that I have, and God gave you the gifts that you have. And he did that on purpose. He did that because that's his design. He did that because that's how he wants things. He designed his body to look the way it does, to act the way it does, to function the way it does, because it's the body of Christ. And so there are differences, there's diversity. We don't all look or function or act the same. And that's with a point, because we are the body of Christ. We're not the body of Mark. We're not the body of Republicans. We're not the body of left-handed people. We are the body of Christ. And so our job is to function as he created us. Our job is to be who he created us, to use the gifts that he gave us to glorify him. Those verses say that we make up one body. We've been baptized with one spirit. That means that our body, our group, our family, our gifts, our personalities, who we are, has one purpose. That's to glorify God. Verses 14 to 20 said that we're all needed, that every gift is important. Let's be honest, we've all been in a situation where we go somewhere and see a person's gifts and we just think, wow, I wish I had their gift, or I could never do what they do, right? Even if you're a singer, you've been to a concert and you've seen someone who can sing way better. Or even if you're a guitar player, you've been to a concert and seen someone who is way better. Or if you're a builder, you go and see someone who builds skyscrapers and you think, oh, I just build houses. Gosh, I wish I had their gift, right? Or if you're a mom and you have two kids, you know someone that has 11 kids and you think, oh, they're clearly a better mom. They have more time, more organization. We've all at some time compared our gifts to another person. Maybe we've even compared our gifts to another person and looked down on them. But this is saying that every gift, every part of the body, every person, every personality, every talent, every member, every function is necessary and important. Have you guys ever seen a runner with six legs? No, you haven't. If you're going to say that, you're on medicine or something. I don't know, right? That's the church way of saying drugs. We say medicine, so no. You've never seen a runner with six legs because people have two legs, right? But they also have an ankle, they have a knee, they have tendons, they have muscles, they have different things. All right, there are different parts and different pieces that need to happen so that a body can function, so that it can do what it wants to do. Every part, every person, every gift, every function is needed. Verses 21 to 24, they're kind of pointing out to us that not just that every part is needed, but every part is significant. I mentioned that sometimes we like to compare ourselves to other people. We like to say, oh, I wish I had their gifts, or I wish I could be like them, or I wish I could do that. The things that I can do don't really matter. I don't have any talents. I could never do that. And so some of us just like to hang out and sit in the background and not think about our gifts and just compare our gifts to others. We've all been to a church or been in a situation where we do that, right? Where you go and visit a church for the first time and you're just going to check things out, but you're not really sure how you feel about it, and so you don't really make eye contact with anyone. You just kind of like slip in there and sit in a corner in the shadows and you look down the whole time during the greeting time. Maybe you did this today even. You cough on your hand so that no one wants to shake your hand and no one wants to meet you, right? So that you can just kind of stay back and stay to yourself. And we've all been in situations where we don't want to know anyone. We don't want to get to know people. We don't want to see people. We don't want anyone to know us. We don't want anyone to notice us. We just want to stay to ourselves. These verses tell us that there are many different parts to the body of Christ. There are many different personalities, many different gifts, and every gift is needed, and every gift, every person, every function is significant. These verses tell us that when we hold back from being a part of the body of Christ, when we hold back from being a part or a piece of the puzzle, something's missing. You're missing. Your gifting is missing. Your significant, needed gifting and personality are gone, are absent. If a part breaks on a car, you can just go buy a new part, right? If your brakes go out, you just go buy the exact same thing, looks exactly the same, shaped exactly the same, same function. But the body of Christ isn't like that. There isn't another you. There isn't another gifting like yours. And so when you're missing, when you're subtracted, when you're taken away, when you're withholding your gift, the body of Christ is missing part of itself. And that's significant. And those verses tell us that every gift is significant. And that sometimes we spend too much time thinking, oh, I wish I had this gift, or I wish God would have made me this way, or I wish that I could do this, or I wish I could do what that person does. I wish I didn't have this gift. I don't really want to do the thing that I think I should do or the thing that everyone says I'm good at, because I'd rather do that. We spend too much time telling God how he should have done creation, right? How he should have designed us. Well, this might be obvious, but I wanted to point it out this morning. Guess what? He's God and we're not. So he made us exactly as he wanted to, exactly as he wanted us to function. And so if he wanted to make you a singer, he would have made you a singer. If he wanted me to be tan, I would be tan, right? But he didn't want things that way. And so I could sit here and cry about that, and maybe I will later if you stick around long enough, right? But he made me exactly as he wanted. He made our gifts exactly as he wanted, and he made us fit together and function exactly as he wanted. And so we have to trust his design. We have to honor his design. We have to say, yes, God, I realize that these are the gifts. These are the things that you've given me. This is the person that you've made me. And I'm going to give this back to you. I'm going to honor you with this. Why? Verses 25 to 27 talk about us being a body and us functioning as a body. We don't just have gifts because they're fun, right? Someone in here doesn't just have the ability to bake because they can just make cookies and eat them all themselves, right? Our gifts are to be used to care for each other. Because when we use our gifts, when we function as a body, when we express our gifts to each other, we take care of each other and become the body of Christ. We don't just take care of the people who are around us, the people that we happen to know, the two people that went to college with us, but we're connected, we're unified, and we're passing life from one another and caring for each other. You ever think about that? Like this part of the arm is not really significant, right? I mean, it's the armpit, it kind of smells bad. It's not the most glamorous part of the arm, right? And yet the life, the source of life comes from the heart. There's blood being sent out, it's beating. And so if it wasn't for this part of the arm, the hand couldn't do anything. The rest of the arm couldn't do anything. And so as a body, we care for each other, we pass life to each other, we nurture each other, and we don't just fit together or stand next to each other, we complement each other. We work together, we respond, we repair each other, we revitalize each other, we live and function in our gifting as a body, taking care of each other, using the gifts that we have, the gifts that are around us. And so what does this mean as we start this series? Clearly the word puzzle pieces fit together. We're talking about fitting together. We're talking about being the body of Christ to each other. We're talking about being conscious of our gifts and appreciating them. And we're talking about being conscious of the gifts of others and appreciating them. And so here's where I want to just kind of land today as we intro this concept and intro this series. Some of us are at a place where we're really not too fond of people, right? We come to church. We might even be in a group. We might have a few friends. But we're not really coming saying, hey, you know what? I'm gonna enjoy the body of Christ today. I know that I have gifts that can be used and can encourage each other, and I'm gonna find out what the gifts of other people are, and we're just gonna function, and I'm gonna care for people today. Some of us don't like people, we don't like church, or we think, well, I'm an introvert, so the rules are different for me. Maybe these verses don't apply to me, or I'm an extrovert, so I can just keep talking and this doesn't apply to me either. Some of us feel like we don't fit in, or we don't feel like we've been a Christian long enough, or we feel like we've been a Christian too long. And a better question is, How has God made you? How has God wired you? How has God gifted you? And are you open to functioning in the body of Christ? Are you open to that concept? Not did you let someone trick you into volunteering, or did you join a group because someone told you to be there and you thought there'd be awesome food. Is your heart open to being a part of the body of Christ? Are you conscious of the fact that you have gifts, you have abilities, you have a personality that only you have that is necessary and vital for this body to function and fit together and work? You guys have probably put a puzzle together maybe once in your life. Maybe you're impatient, so you've never finished a puzzle. I kind of fit in that category, right? But if you're putting a puzzle together, the first thing that you wonder is you think, all right, how does this thing fit? How does this work? You know, you usually dump the box out of frustration and start pushing the pieces out and just taking a look at things. So ask yourself today, am I willing to be a part of the puzzle? Am I willing to be a part of the body of Christ? It might take a little patience. It might take a little thought. Do I want to know where I fit in, what my part is, what my role is, what God has for me? Another question would be, do I know where I might fit? Maybe you don't understand your gifts or your personality perfectly, but do you have an idea? Are there things that people have said, you know what, you're really good at that? Or are there things that you have an interest in? Are there things that people have affirmed in you and said, hey, you're a people person. You're a connector. You're a musician. You're awesome with kids. Have people told you things like that and said, this is something I think God could use in you? And not just that, but are you ready to accept God's creation? Are you ready to say, this is who I am. This is who God has made me. This is how he's gifted me. And I'm comfortable in that. I'm ready to function like he made me. Are you ready to say, I understand who these other people are. I understand who the people of my church are. I see their gifts. I accept their gifts. I love their gifts. And I'm going to let their gifts complement mine. Because some of us are in groups or we volunteer. We do different things. We're around people. But we've never really opened our hearts to say, I'm ready for the puzzle pieces to fit together. I'm ready to be a part of the body of Christ. I'm ready to open my heart. And I'm ready to care for people, to love people, to meet their needs, and to let life flow through me. What's a good first step for that? I think a good first step for that is meeting people, is knowing people. Some of us have been here for months. And I don't mean to say this to be mean, but we know the same 8 people. And I'm glad that you know those 8 people. I'm glad that those 8 people love you. Maybe it's 2, maybe it's 50, but are you reaching out and getting to know the whole body of Christ? Or are you just staying around the other ankle bones because they're comfortable? Do you know everyone? Do you know their gifting? Are you conscious of the fact that you need to care for them? And also conscious of the fact that there's going to be times that they can care for you. Are you humble enough to let them care for you? Because if we aren't functioning as a body, if we aren't appreciating the fact that we're a body, we're insulting our Creator. We don't often think of it that way. We think of it, well, I'm an introvert, or I'm an extrovert, or oh, I'm busy, or oh, I don't want to do this. If we're not functioning as the body, as the puzzle, as the pieces that fit together that God made us, we're insulting His design, and we're insulting His creation. And so I hope that isn't something that makes you feel guilty, but I hope it's something that wakes us up in a church. We need to work on fitting together. We need to work on knowing who we are, knowing others around us, and knowing how our gifts complement each other, and knowing how we can care for each other. God created us diverse and different to complement each other in the body of Christ. In the coming weeks, we're going to talk about how that plays into groups and how that plays into volunteering. But this morning, I hope that you can just look at that concept and ask yourself, am I ready? Is my heart ready? Is my life ready? Is my attitude ready to be a part of the body of Christ, to be a part of the puzzle that he's created, and to fit together? I'm going to go ahead and pray, and I'm going to invite our band back up so that we can worship and respond. God, thank you so much for today. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us your word. God, thank you that you are a creative creator. Lord, that you have made us just as you wanted us. You have made us and designed us just as you want us to function. God, you've given us gifts. You've given us the way that we look, the way that we act, the way that we feel, our personalities. You've made us so that we fit together, so that we complement each other, so that we are a part of the body of Christ.
God, I pray that in these next few weeks, you'll help us to be open to your design, to be open to the function of this body, and to be excited about the way that you've made us. God, help us to reach out to people, to get to know people, to offer our gifts, to accept the gifts of others, and to know that we can honor you, we can glorify you. God, only together do we accomplish our purpose to make you famous. So Lord, I pray that as we sing now, you'll put things on our heart, Lord, you'll convict us, you'll show us things that you want us to learn. And God, we pray that you will move in us and work in us this week in this series. It's in your name I pray. Amen.